It's a rhythmic, meditative sort of sound.
I do kind of find that I get into a little zen state, doing the same thing over and over, paying a lot of attention to detail, but just kind of getting in that space. It's really pleasant.
That's Will Stichter, working at a vintage letterpress. With its large hand-turned wheel, it's the namesake of the Red Wheel Press, located in Philadelphia's industrial Port Richmond neighborhood. But before turning that wheel and churning out prints, he goes through a labor-intensive setup process. First, he plans a design, selects reverse image letters and graphics, and loads them onto a composing stick, one line at a time. Then he moves the completed line onto a galley, a tray that will rest on the bed of the printer. He transfers the completed galley gently to the press bin, then plans the colors, mixes the inks, and spreads it on the rollers.
Then the printing itself begins.
Stichter's partner, Amy Wilson.
We would set all of our paper up here and then make sure the paper is clamped down, and then you have to hold your hand on there just so there's no wrinkles.
She turns the needle by hand and rolls the paper through one time for each color of every single copy. It adds up to a lot of exercise.
Oh yeah, my right arm is a lot more in shape than my left.
Trained as an architect, Stichter found he preferred a hands-on craft.
I'm fascinated with older equipment, especially using processes that I can understand every part of it, where I don't understand what's happening when I'm using computer software as far as the technical details, but I can really understand the way a machine works, what the adjustments I have to make to get something to come out in a precise way.
In another corner of the shop, Amy Wilson rummages through cabinets with dozens of slender drawers. They contain the lead slugs of numerous typefaces.
You see, here's an archer shooting an arrow. Here's that's a stamp, a U.S. mail stamp. Here's some music notes, you see. Tons of stuff. Some of this, I don't even know what it is. Typo script. Some of my favorites is the wedding type down here. Wedding text. It's tiny, so it's almost kind of hard to tell, but... Mm-hmm. See, that's a P.
One of my most exciting finds was finding an at symbol. I was really worried that I wouldn't be able to do it. I didn't think necessarily that it was a symbol that was very often used before the advent of email addresses and websites. For a couple of projects, had used just an A in parentheses to simulate it.
Wilson and Stichter see their work as part of a larger do-it-yourself movement.
There's kind of a specific thing, I think, going on in our culture right now, a strong interest in some kind of classic craftsmanship and hands-on skills. There's a lot of value to working with your hands, making things on your own, being able to repair things.
And do it yourself. Make something with your own hands.
Hillary Jay is the executive director of Design Philadelphia, whose annual festival celebrates the design history and contemporary scene in the region.
It is important to promote the smaller local companies and strike a balance between the age of manufacturing that we have had 100 more years ago and the age of technology that we're now in. And I feel that to strike that balance, people are really interested in DIY experiences.
A few years ago, hand-printed cards, manual typewriters, and handwritten letters all seemed like endangered species. Now, for some, they're in vogue to combat the volumes of tweets, texts, and emails we receive every day. Amy Wilson thinks a personal, handcrafted correspondence has a special significance.
Yeah, there's something about just making an impression on a piece of paper. You know, being able to give something like that, that you yourself were a part of designing and touching and creating and all this, it adds a lot of value to the gift.
Red Wheel Press offers workshops in letterpress printing throughout the year. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.